T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, start your day with the warm-up show. It's 5, well, almost 5:30. It is Alan Jerry until you get to the Boomers and the Geos coming up at 6 o'clock.
A lot of baseball in that first segment. How about that?
Sure did, Jerry.
World Baseball Classic.
I've got some NFL notes for you if you want to discuss
some
of these.
NFL notes.
I've got good news, bad news for the Giants. Good news, the Cowboys have lost tight end Dalton Schultz.
Bad news, they got Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, but Dalton Schultz was such a favorite target of Dak Prescott. Like, really a favorite target.
Yes, he was.
Why isn't Dak Prescott going to be sad about that? He was sad when Ezekiel Elliott got cut.
Because I would have thought that they would have been in bad shape after Jason Witten left.
Yeah.
And Dalton Schultz stepped up.
You're saying these tight ends grow on trees, Jerry?
Now the kid Ferguson is going to get a big opportunity.
Ferguson?
He's going to be the next guy up. Correct.
Is he a wide receiver type?
He's like a wide receiver tight end. Can block a little bit too, though. But he's going to have to step up and be the next guy. The beauty is when you get Brandon Cooks, now you've got CeeDee Lamb, you've got Michael Gallup, you've got Brandon Cooks. You don't need the Dalton Schultzes to go make 90 catches. You're going to have plenty of guys to throw the ball to.
He just seemed like a go-to guy for
Dak.
He was. That's good news for the Giants.
And I'll tell you what, too. He was a fantastic interview.
Yeah?
At least twice a year I would talk to him the last couple of years. He was awesome.
I love a tight end who's like a wide receiver.
Well, it's most of them now.
I know, but the well-known tight ends, game-changing tight ends in the league, there weren't a lot of them.
No, and I mean, there's not many Travis Kelce's.
Right.
I will tell you, if he stays healthy, the Giants have one in Darren Waller. That is a guy, if he stays healthy, can go grab 100 balls for real. So, but whatever. So good news, bad news. All right, what else you got for the Giants?
The Giants, Daniel Jones is going to be putting his hands near another man's genitals.
Oh, new center?
As John Feliciano. Their center is heading to San Francisco.
Listen.
That's got to be a weird. Now you're putting your hands in a different man.
You've put your hands under one guy's butt. You've put them under all guys' butts.
I don't know that that's true, Jerry.
I think it's probably true. Back in the day, Mark Spinelli was my center my freshman year.
Yeah.
He got hurt. Tony Leone came and played center. Same butt.
No problem?
No, it was the same.
Because if I see any problem with exchanges between the center and Daniel Jones this year...
I'm putting
my blame right on John Feliciano.
You do realize that they've got all sorts of off-season programs and practices. They're not going to get out
programs?
There for the. They're not going to get out there for the first time on opening night. All right, where do you like the snap?
My hands are not. Do you think Daniel Jones could go to Coach Daboll and go, my hands are not fitting comfortably near his buttocks? We're going to need to get him.
Here's what Daboll will say. Enjoy your $40 million and shut up.
You put your hands or we tell you to put your hands.
That's exactly right. Right up the butt crack.
Right.
And shut up. So, that's the way it goes.
I don't know who the new center is.
I don't know.
I guess it would be whoever was the backup of John Feliciano.
Unless they sign somebody.
Unless they sign someone, exactly, Jerry. But I just thought that was bad news, Jerry. Good news, bad news.
Well, not good for continuity, but they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They will be fine.
Plus, you know what? Shotgun. Think about it.
Which they do a lot.
They're big shotgun guys.
You really think about it. Getting under center is very rare these days, and when they do, it's usually a quarterback sneak or a fullback dive.
Right.
That's really what they do now.
Man, I remember when I was producing, Jerry, the Tony Dungy Coaches Show in Tampa.
Did you get to know Coach?
Much as you can know someone like that. I kept to myself a lot, Jerry.
Shocking. You've really changed.
I'm so gregarious now.
Oh, yeah.
But this was Tony Dungy's first couple years there. He had Trent Dilfer, and he never did the shotgun. And every coach's show, every phone call was just Coach Gudusha. He was so anti-shotgun, Tony Dungy, until he went to Indianapolis.
And Peyton Manning wanted the shotgun. remember Aikman, too.
No shotgun?
Very rarely. No, he did, but under center, I would say 80% of the time. That was not a big thing. And it makes sense to me because you're already 3 yards back.
Yes.
Get a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of extra time. But now, and that's really all you see now.
Now, when you take a snap from center, not shotgun, you're under there. Your hands are in the sweaty.
Correct.
Testicle area.
When
that ball gets snapped to you, are the laces exactly where they're supposed to be? Or is there an adjustment?
No. So actually, because your hand, the center's hand would be on the laces. So when they snap it up, it'd be on the bottom part of the ball, if I remember correctly.
So you do have to
spin
it
a little bit. Yeah.
See, that's, I think, the disadvantage of the shotgun, right? You get, sometimes you don't know where that ball's going.
It takes them no time. This is what they do. This is like, that would be like you turning the mic on.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know where it is.
Yeah, you know, you've never found a mic you don't like. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's true, Jerry.
No, they will be just fine with the shotgun, with the new center. Everything's going to be okay. And this would be great, though, if the Giants are bad and people are calling up, not for the offensive line, but for the offensive center. Stop it with the offensive center.
You know what the problem is? It's not Daniel Jones' fault. It's the center's not getting him the ball correctly.
Damn Feliciano left.
Yeah. You see how good the centering is in San Francisco this year? Why do you think that is?
Oh, man.
John Feliciano's there.
Good Lord.
How about this one, Jerry? Cam Newton. You know Cam Newton.
Yes, he was horrific his last season when he played for the Patriots.
Not great.
Not great. He was terrible.
He is going to throw at Auburn's pro day.
Yeah.
He's very confused, Jerry, as to why he's not a current quarterback in the NFL.
Because he wasn't good. Now, it could be a backup. A
couple of quotes. Let me throw these at you, what he said. Quote, tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I guess these are quarterbacks he's never heard of
that
just keep getting jobs. And his second one, Jerry, he said, ain't 32 better than me?
I agree with that. The problem is he's a big name. I would think he would expect a little bit more of a leash because of what he's been in the past. I mean, hell, was he the MVP in 15? I mean,
he was
phenomenal. MVP. And I remember when he went to the Patriots a few years ago, I thought he was going to light up the AFC East.
Right.
And he was brutal.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he wasn't good. So I could see, if you're going to go out and sign Cam Newton, if I was a GM, my first thought would be like, all right, if I bring this guy in, is he going to expect to like start right away because he's Cam Newton? Because it's 2023, it ain't 2015 anymore. So I think it comes with, I don't want to say a headache, but I think it comes with a lot of questions. And I could see a team, you know, thinking, if we bring him in, then he's not happy because if he doesn't start, now you have issues between the quarterback and the coach and the other quarterbacks. I think it's more of a headache. And risk-reward, he wasn't good in New England. And, you know, to me, it's like what I said with Lamar Jackson. All I keep hearing about is I cannot believe teams are not trying to sign Lamar Jackson. Well, why would you? He has made it known he wants more money than Deshaun,
Watson.
Name? He wants more and guaranteed money. He's been, the last two seasons, he's ended the season injured. He didn't even try and come back this year for the Ravens. And you got to give up first-round picks if, in fact, he takes your deal and they let him go. No thanks. I don't understand how people don't see that.
I did look to see how old this Cam Newton fella is.
Was he about 34?
Nailed it, Jerry.
Is he? For real?
Nailed it.
How about that? That was like Eddie nailing the Al Leiter 19-year thing yesterday. That was so disappointing. I wanted to go around the room. Al, 17 years. Eddie, 19 years. All right, game over.
34 seems, I'm trying to feel like, on first hearing someone is 34 and a quarterback, do I feel like that's old or not?
Yes, except then I'll throw at you, if you're Tom Brady, you still had 11 years to go. That puts into perspective how crazy his run was.
Yeah, he is what Malcolm Gladwell, Jerry, would call an outlier.
An outlier.
Yeah. Tom Brady is an outlier.
I sound like an ass right now. Who's Malcolm Gladwell?
I don't know, some book that I hear Joe Rogan reference a lot about outliers.
Okay.
People who are exceptions to the rules.
All right.
But it makes me sound smart because it seems like I read that book when I didn't.
But you don't read any books.
No, I do not read. I don't read any books. I occasionally read a biography of a band I liked, but that's really it. And I have to be on vacation.
And right. I was going to say, even that's rare.
Yeah, very rare, yeah.
I don't know where you find the time to read.
I don't know either, Joe.
Killer, man. Killer. It's so ridiculous. 5:37, more than halfway home. Boomer and Gio at the top. We got lots of Knicks, lots of baseball, and lots of football coming your way on The Fan.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.